This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. Prime Minister Modi said in a social media post that India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year. Recently, Prime Minister Modi had held conversation with European Council President Antonio Costa and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. They reaffirmed the shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU FTA and implementation of the IMEEC corridor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Guyanese President Afanali on his resounding victory in both the general and regional elections of the African nation. In a social media post, the Prime Minister stated that he looks forward to further strengthening the India-Guyana partnership, which is anchored in strong historical and people-to-people ties. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that she will personally monitor the passing on of GST benefits to citizens. In an interview with a media channel, the Finance Minister said, "People from across the country have termed the GST reforms as a welcome move. She urged people to report if the benefits are not being passed on to them." She added that several industry players have already pledged to pass on the benefits. She further stated that the GST reforms required long working hours and bureaucratic efforts. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the Prime Minister has given significant relief and a valuable gift to the middle-class families with next-generation GST reforms. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the GST reforms are expected to add around 20 lakh crore rupees to the nation's GDP, significantly boosting the country's economy. Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, has stated that Operation Sindoor demonstrated India's ability to strike swiftly, decisively and with precision. Addressing the passing out parade at the Officers Training Academy, OTA, in Chennai, he urged the newly commissioned officers to uphold the spirit of jointness in their service to the nation. The parade marked the commissioning of 130 male and 25 female officer cadets to the Indian Army at the OTA, 21 foreign cadets, including 9 men and 12 women from 9 friendly nations, completed their training. Air Chief Marshal Singh spoke about the evolving nature of modern warfare and the need of integrated responses. He stated that the lessons from Operation Sindoor proved the successful synergy between the Army, Navy, Air Force and other national security agencies. In a major political development in Nagaland, Naga People's Front, NPF, the oldest regional party in the Northeast, has formally appealed to Chief Minister Nephew Rew to return to the party and take up its leadership. The resolution was adopted by the party's Central Executive Council, CEC, during a meeting at the NPF Central Office in Coima. This move comes amid growing speculation of a potential merger between the ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, and the NPF. The CEC also called on sitting and former legislator, including 2 Members of Parliament and 60 MLAs, to unite under the NPF banner. Northern Railway will run a pair of local passenger train service between Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra Station and Sangaldan Station for 5 days from tomorrow. Indian men's hockey team stormed into the final of the Asia Cup Hockey Championship after thrashing China 7-0 in their last Super Fours match at the Rajgir International Stadium in Bihar last evening. This dominant victory ensures India's qualification for the final, securing the top spot in the Super Fours, while South Korea also advances to the summit clash. Undefeated so far, the Indian team is a strong contender for the title in the 12th Men's Asia Cup Championship, vying for a 4th Asia Cup title and a 2nd on home soil. The final will be played this evening at 7:30 p.m. where India will take on Korea in the title clash at the same venue. And that is the end of this news bulletin.